In the last episode of Soap, Jessica was happy that Chester was going to marriage counseling. Danny and Polly were happy because they're in love. Bert was not at all happy because he was told he's going to die. And everyone was happy because Mary is pregnant. Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Nothing. A book.
What book?
Nothing. Boring. I don't even know.
What is that? Is that a dirty book?
No, it's not a dirty book. Come on, Danny.
Let me see it. You got a dirty book?
Don't
there?
Do it. Come
give
on,
me that book. Give me that book.
Give me.
Die without fear?
Bullfighting. I was going to take it up, and I just changed my mind. It's a terrible book, Danny. No laughs.
Oh, Bert, no. No.
No one knows. Danny, no one knows, you hear me? No one, Danny. I don't want anybody to know. No one knows, Dan. No one.
No one?
No one.
Mom!
No, come over here. No, Danny, please, no one. I don't want anyone to know. Promise me. Come on, Danny. Come on, I swear.
No one? I swear. What can I do? Is there anything I could do?
Take care of your mother. And the baby. Or you take care of your mother and the baby.
I will, Bert.
And you run the business the way I showed you. No days off when it drizzles.
Bert.
Because I'm gonna be watching. Bet you can. Dan, I bet you can watch. Probably can't say anything, but I bet you can watch. Sure hope you can.
Bert, if you can, if there is a life after, will you let me know?
What, you tried to pick up the phone and call?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there's nothing that they could do? Did you see a doctor?
No, I diagnosed it myself.
Bert, you may have made a mistake.
No, Danny, of course I saw the doctor.
Well, that explains why you've been missing work.
Oh, Bert.
Come on, Dan, come on. The only thing that really bothers me is I never left my mark, you know? And, I'm not leaving anything behind.
Sure you are.
What?
The Murray Hill condos.
Oh, no, Danny, no, I mean... Something special, you know? Something so that, like, years from now, the name of Bert Campbell might get mentioned in sometimes.
We'll talk about it, yeah?
I know, I don't mean that, Danny. I mean, Listen, I'll tell you something if you promise not to laugh.
Promise?
I want to get into the Guinness Book of Records. Huh?
Hey.
Huh? What do you think of that?
Fattest man. You could be the fattest man before you die. How long have you got?
5 months. That's not enough time.
Stop eating. Be the thinnest man.
Then I'm gonna live 5 months.
Tallest man.
Danny, I'm not growing anymore.
Is that part of the disease?
No, Danny.
5 months, huh? Well, it's a cinch you're not gonna be the oldest man.
Hey, look at this. Hey, this is great. Highest temperature ever endured by a human, 400 degrees. That's it! You will endure 425.
What do I do, dress light and sit in the oven?
Yeah!
Sit down, Danny.
Hey, here it is. Standing up.
I can do that.
The longest time a man has remained standing, 17 years.
I have 5 months.
Maybe standing on one foot.
Give me the book, please.
Hey, how about staying up, Bert? You got insomnia anyway.
This, huh? Grape catching. The longest recorded distance for catching a thrown grape in the mouth is 259 feet.
Let's try it.
All right.
Get over there.
Hey, but hey, this is like 12, 15 feet.
We'll work our way up.
All right, stop. What are you doing?
What?
Oh, my eye.
Can you open it
up? You got me in the eye.
Oh, God, Bert, I'm sorry.
This is great. I got 5 months to live. I'm not going to see any of it. Hey, Bert.
How about the longest distance a blind man can drive a car without hitting something?
I'm dying in 5 months. That not fast enough for you?
How about the longest a man cannot go to the bathroom?
How about the longest you keep your mouth shut? Get away from me, Danny.
Up came the sun and dried up all the rain, and the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. That's my big boy.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I have to be quiet?
Oh, don't worry. He sleeps like a log.
Oh, he is such a beautiful baby, Corinne. I think he's the most beautiful baby I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Except for his ears, he's perfect. That and his nose.
What's the matter with his ears and nose?
Nothing's the matter with his ears and nose. They just aren't the classic Tate ears and nose.
Well, his father is a Flotsky and his mother is adopted, so I don't wonder.
Oh, well, apart from that, darling, he is gorgeous.
Well, it was really nice of you to drop in, Eunice.
Oh, Corinne, I was wondering if you could do me a little favor.
What?
Well, I have a date tonight, and my cover story that I told Dutch is that you're sneaking around with a married man and that you asked me to bring him this note. So would you do that for me?
Eunice, how dare you?
Oh, come on. I covered for you lots of times.
But I never asked you to tarnish your reputation.
Your reputation isn't going to be tarnished. And even if it was, who could tell?
I should lie so that you can go out with Eric.
Eric? Oh, please. I'm not seeing Eric anymore. Eric. Corinne, I'm seeing somebody really special. Jerry.
What happened to Eric?
Dutch found out where he lived and had a little chat with him and sort of clarified the situation, if you know what I mean.
So where is he?
In Montana, herding sheep.
Oh, come on, Corinne, will you help me, please? You've done the same thing I'm doing lots of times. I never ran around behind my boyfriend's back.
Oh, you were never off your back long enough to run around.
At least the only leather I ever get into is my shoes.
Corinne?
All right, Eunice, I'll do this for you this one time, but never, ever ask me to do anything like this ever again.
I promise never. I never will. Thank you, Corinne.
Fine.
Oh, Corinne, can I borrow your blue dress? Hi.
Hi. Where's your father?
We're baptizing the Johnson twins.
Oh.
Come on in.
His office called and said that the group encounter session was at this address.
We're it.
We're what?
God, you are handsome.
Oh. Excuse me?
I made the call. We're the session.
Should have brought my pith helmet.
Scotch?
Oh, no, no, thanks. Look, Gloria, I don't know. I don't know what you've got in your mind, but, Gloria.
Hold me.
Not a good idea. No, that's not really a good idea. You see, I'm trying to be good, and this is no good if you're trying to be good.
No, no, no.
I don't do that anymore. It's got to stop. I'm ruining my life for this kind of thing. The time to stop is now. Now is the time. God, my timing is terrible.
I want you.
No, Gloria, I've come here for help. I need help.
I'll help.
Should have brought the Dramamine.
Don't you think I'm attractive?
You're kidding? I couldn't take my eyes off you the first time I saw you. Is there anything on TV yet? Oh, my. That's incredible. You can't tell where one person ends and another begins.
Don't you want to see how it turns out?
Oh, I can imagine. Ah, I've got it. This is a test, right? I am being tested. Your father said that every man is tested every day of his life, and this is my little test.
Chester.
Hope it doesn't turn out to be multiple choice.
No,
look, Gloria, please. I've come for help. I'm old enough to be your father. No, please. Don't. No, don't. You're nibbling my ear, good. Please don't nibble. Oh, God, I'm being nibbled. Gloria, I have come here for help. I am falling from grace. Gloria, I'm falling. See, I need help, Gloria. I need help. Help.
Bert, Polly and her entire family are going to be here any minute now. Must you do that?
Danny, come on, please, give me a break. I've been at this almost 26 straight hours now. I'm trying to establish a world record. Come on, Danny, I can't just stop because suddenly company's coming over.
Well, what about bathroom breaks? They give you bathroom breaks, don't they?
Yeah.
Good. Take one for about 3 hours, okay?
Danny, I don't take bathroom breaks. Ruins my concentration.
You mean you haven't gone in 26 hours? That's probably a record right there.
Danny, of course I've gone. I figured out a way to keep doing this while doing that.
This is terrific. This is really great. Polly and her family are going to come in here, take one look at that, and go right back out again.
Danny, will you please relax, for crying out loud? I mean, just because one guy in the house is doing something a little different doesn't mean the entire family is crazy.
Jim!
That's that. Everything is done.
Done? What did you make?
A roast. Calm down.
A roast? A roast?
Yes, a roast.
A roast what? What did you roast?
A yak.
Yak? I don't think Polly's parents are into health foods.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Forget it. We're not leaving.
Who said anything about leaving?
We're not moving.
Come on, you guys. Give me a break, will ya? My girlfriend and her entire family are gonna be here any minute.
I wouldn't assist for the world. Jen! Hey, listen, what's the dinner? Is it grits, corn palm ribs, collard greens?
If you so much as look cross-eyed at any one of her family, I'm gonna turn you into a pepper mill. You got it?
Got it.
All right, they're here. Come on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. This is Polly.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
Hello.
And this is her mother, Rose. And this is her father, Walter. And that's her brother, Eddie. This is my mother, Mary.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too, Mary.
How do you do?
How do you do? Danny, take their coats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the house. It's really nice to have you here. Make yourselves at home. I'm Bert. So, come on, tell me all about yourselves. Oh, the balloon?
Bert is trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, I figured it was something important.
What do you do?
I'm a musician.
No kidding. What is it? Bebop, scat, what?
I'm an oboist for the New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, hey, no kidding. Really, that's incredible. I mean, Danny here plays a harmonica. Hey, man.
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Chuck, and I'm Bob.
Swell. This one plays with balloons, and the Beach Boy has a doll.
Come on in. So,
Danny here tells me that you're a family of Negroes. Is that true?
I'm really sorry about that.
Somehow I'm not really insulted.
You're a good sport.
No, I'm a lousy sport. It's just that I can't get very upset at a person who vents his pent-up hostility through a piece of wood.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Hi. Getting acquainted?
In a manner of speaking.
It's going very, very badly.
Big surprise.
Are we trying to quit smoking?
No. We have a little baby girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's my son. My other son. It's a half son. My other half son. I have two halves in one hole.
My brother. He's a father.
Yeah, right. His brother. My son. His daughter is my granddaughter.
Yeah. See, my brother is my niece's father.
Yeah, listen. What it means is that his brother is
I got it. I got it.
They're a lovely couple, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are.
It's sweet.
Very.
They're out of their minds.
Totally.
Let's get a drink.
Make it doubles?
You got it.
So, Eddie, what do you do?
I'm a writer.
I didn't know that.
Well, we've never really had a chance to chit-chat.
What do you write?
Essays, magazine articles, The Plight of the Black Race, 400 Years of Oppression, The White Man's Disgrace.
Oh, so you're a gag writer, is that it?
Dinner's ready. Come and get it.
Listen, next time you come over, you'll bring your horn.
My what?
Your oboe. I never heard an oboe. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can.
That was really tense.
Tense? That was ridiculous.
Well, I think the worst part is over.
Oh, you think so?
No. Oh, that was easy.
It gets easier with practice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie!
Hey, I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
You know, I'll never be able to understand why it is you think I'm your father.
Oh, Daddy. Look, Daddy, Paris, isn't it beautiful? I'm thinking of taking a trip with Chester, either there or Italy. What do you think? You've been to both.
Either place is fine. Just stay away from Guadalcanal.
Jess.
Hi, Chester. Look.
Jess, listen.
Paris.
That's very nice. Jess, I have to talk to you.
A trip to Paris, Chester, just you and me.
Jess, I don't want to go away.
Oh, come now, Colonel. Paris might be occupied, but it's still beautiful.
Major, would you please go?
No, me. I hate the French.
Daddy, would you do me a favor? Would you see if you could find some pictures of Italy for me to look at?
Oh, fine. You love Italy. You can look up my friend Sergio. He'll get you all the women you need. Jess.
Now, Chester, don't you interrupt me. You have been wonderful. You have been working so hard, going to the minister's counseling sessions morning, noon, and night. So I have decided on a special reward. A trip to Europe. Chester, don't cry, dear. We don't have to go to Europe. We could go to the Caribbean.
No.
I can't stand it. Oh, well, then we don't have to go. There, darling. I had no idea traveling upset you so.
Oh, Jess, I am so crazy.
Oh, no, you're not, Chester. Traveling is not what it used to be.
What I've done, I've screwed up my life.
Oh, no, darling, that is all in your past.
No, it's not. It's not.
This must be a part of your therapy.
Oh, I can't stand it. I am too crazy to be in love with her.
I guess this is what they call a breakthrough.
Oh, I can't stand being in love with her, and yet I'm mad about her.
I know. There. I beg your pardon?
I'm so confused. I know it's crazy to love her, but I'll die if I lose her.
Who?
Gloria.
Gloria?
Yeah, the minister's daughter.
You and the minister's daughter? You know, it's funny, I feel more stupid than anything else. I feel so incredibly stupid to have thought for one minute you could ever change.
Well, Jess, this hurts me as much as it hurts you.
It hurts you. It hurts you. Nothing could hurt you, Chester Tate. You have no soul. But I will tell you one thing, and you listen to me carefully. I will never, ever, under any circumstances whatsoever, take you back again. This is the very last time, Chester. It is final and it is irreparable. Now you get out of this house. I've got a life I'm going to live.
Will Bert get into the World Book of Records? Will he live to read it? What will happen with Chester and the minister's daughter, pray tell? Now that Jessica is alone, what will she do? Will she be alone for long? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.